Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today is April Fool's Day, and I don't want to throw any jokes at you guys, but today I want to kind of talk about thinking about social media in a slightly different way. What if you started treating LinkedIn like Tinder and make your profile swipe stopping? All right. So you may or may not know what Tinder is. It's a dating site. It's actually an app on your phone. And what you can do on Tinder is you look at a bunch of pictures, and if you see somebody that you like, you swipe right. See somebody you dislike, swipe left. And it allows users to chat only if both parties liked each other in the app. Wouldn't that be cool? It could be a little creepy too, but anyways, what you have to start thinking about is LinkedIn as if it was a dating site, right? I've often said you wouldn't walk into a bar and tap somebody on the shoulder and ask them to marry you. Would you do the same thing on LinkedIn? Dating takes time. You usually have a little bit of courtship going on. So think of LinkedIn as kind of like a dating site where you start to get to know people. And you have to be more than just a pretty face in order to make really good connections. So first and foremost, make sure you're on the right platform. LinkedIn is a business-to-business platform. It's not a place like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or other places where you're doing things very casually. You want to be a lot more business, direct, and to the point. So, you know, should you be on Tinder or should you be on Silver Singles, which is another dating site? Bottom line is, more people on LinkedIn tend to be a little bit older, in their 40s to their 60s. They tend to be more successful. So you cannot treat LinkedIn like Facebook. The second thing you want to do is you want to research before connecting with people, whether you're connecting with them or they're connecting with you. You want to make sure that you're a good fit. You want to make sure that you have some potential connection that's going to make sense. You wouldn't want to try to sell dog food to cat people, right? Well, you want to make sure that your connection with somebody is going to be mutually beneficial. Not that they're just trying to sell to you or you're just trying to sell to them. It really has to be a mutual relationship, just like a dating relationship would be. The other thing that you want to make sure is you want to make sure that your profile is swipe stopping. The bottom line is people put on their best face. As a matter of fact, I heard something today where Tinder is actually asking people to take a picture next to a building so they can verify their height. Now, I'm not on any dating sites. I've been married for many, many years. But from what I understand, people tend to exaggerate some stuff, like their height. So Tinder is actually making it so that the information is correct, or at least they're trying. But the bottom line is you want to make sure that your profile, if somebody is researching you, whether you connect with them or they connect with you, tells people the truth of who you are, what you have to offer, and why they would want to stop and connect with you. So the next thing I want to do is give you actual titles from the Tinder blog. And these are actual titles from blog posts inside of their website. And I think it offers some insight on how you can use LinkedIn better. The first one is, "I've got news for you. Your crush is attainable." In other words, on LinkedIn, there are new relationships to be found. So don't go into it like you're having a first date conversation. In other words, where are you from? What do you like to do? You have a cute cat. You know, no, you don't want to go there. You want to make sure that you're setting the stage for future conversations. So you should be short and to the point and say, hey, I hope to connect up again in the future. Headline two is 13 memorable messages that sealed the date deal. In other words, leave a quick comment. Don't over-explain yourself. Don't expect people on a first connection to take action, like read my blogs or watch my webinar. Start off by just saying hi, but don't be too casual. Don't say, how's it going? That kind of stuff. You want to be business-like. So get to the point. Say, hi, I thought we'd be a good connection because we have these mutual relationships, we're in the same business, whatever it is. And then leave it open for a connection in the future. Again, just say thanks for connecting and move on. Tinder blog number three. I went on 3 first dates in a day, and here's what I learned. Here's the thing. If you send somebody a message, not everybody is going to respond and take action. But if they do, you want to be prepared for it. Number one, don't play games. Be honest about your intentions and why you wanted to connect with them. And again, keep it short. And it doesn't have to work out to work out for you. In other words, they don't have to be somebody who is going to purchase from you. They could be somebody that leads to great referrals. You never know, especially if you stay in touch with them. And so what I want you to be is crystal clear as to who's connecting with you and who you're trying to connect with and why. And do it in a way that's going to continue the conversations to that second date, that third date, if it makes sense. So let me leave you with these 3 final thoughts. First, make sure that you're doing your research. When somebody connects up with you, spend the time to go look at their profile. See what you think. Is it somebody that's swipe worthy? Is it somebody you want to connect with? Is it somebody that makes sense for you and your business? If they're just trying to sell you something, or if they're not in your industry, that's your call. But try to make quality connections. The other thing, too, is you want to make sure that your profile is swipe worthy. Make sure that you have a good profile picture, that you have good content in there, and that it makes sense when somebody sees your connection request and they research you. Are you somebody they want to connect with? The second thing is, if they are a good connection, you may want to invest the time to actually do some emotional intelligence research on them. I use a tool called Crystal. Go to brianloves.info/crystal and check it out. It's a great tool that helps you promote quality communications with people. The final piece of advice is, if you think they're a good connection for the future and you've started those conversations, get them into a CRM. Make sure you collect as much data as possible and set up a reminder to connect with them in a week, in 2 weeks, or whatever. Don't be creepy, but be consistent. So hopefully this helps you see LinkedIn in a new light. It's kind of like a dating app for your business. To find that perfect relationship for now and the future. So if this resonates with you, check out some of my past podcasts on LinkedIn, but also go to perfectlinkedinstrategy.com. There I offer you all the tools to build the relationships that are going to help you grow your business today and into the future. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.